Marcus Winkler.
Hi. I've lodged a complaint. I used the official method, which was via the President Mr. Schultz website.
Yes.
For the European Union. I complained about corruption within the European Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And the refusal to recognise the rights of individuals, one with learning disabilities, also people like myself, who also have learning disabilities, who were raped in childcare and subject to unethical human medical trials, without the knowledge of the victim, including me, and also the knowledge of the father, in my instance, and other parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've lodged a complaint because my members of European Parliament have refused to take up my case and support me within the European Union, and even here in my own country, which is Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I lodged this complaint. I believe that there's a great deal of complicity. I've also demonstrated that there is corruption within the government administration here in Scotland, in mainly the police, and also organisations which are funded partly by the European Union as non-government organisations who are actively involved in covering up child sex abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mainly. And there are people, including members of the health services here in the UK and in the European Union, who are handing out false certificates designating people mental disorders for their protection to prevent cases from being publicised in open court. Localising criminal court, so these people can be given a diversion from prison and also hidden from the from public view, which which causes further problems for people like me to get justice, and as it is here in Scotland, corroboration to prove, because there are many people who are in the hospital system, mental health units, who have sexually abused me. Not only when I was a child, but also when I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, these people are being protected. I have a police officer, a senior officer of the rank of detective inspector, admitting that two officers lied at a case where I requested a criminal case against these people, these child abusers and druggers and what have you, and they gave me a private hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not request. I requested a public hearing in a criminal open court, and they hid it behind closed doors. These police officers turned up and told lies. I've been able to establish that they told lies because their statement was proven wrong later when I discovered that many of the people they claimed they could not find are still within the areas where I was abused. One is actually still working in the children's home that he abused me in the 1970s. As far as I'm aware, he is still there today, and he was there as of, say, up until about 4 months ago for sure, because I contacted the home and they told me he is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another one, a child rapist of James McKenzie, is actually living in the same town as that children's home where he himself sexually abused me and my brother Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I've gathered hundreds of names. I don't say maybe too much, but I'm confusing it with, I have over 1,000 recordings, okay?
Yes.
I've been doing a lot of investigating. I'm very ill. Now I put the complaint in, my MEPs, in particular the Labour Party MEPs, I failed to take up my case, failed to assist me, failed to get me adequate representation. The Scottish Parliament is no better, as in Alex Salmond and all others within the SNP and other members of Scottish Parliament exactly the same, and my regional MSPs just don't want to touch my case. I can tell you that there are sex offenders within the Labour Party, because one of them actually admitted to being a member of a gang of people who would go around offering children drugs in exchange for sex. Excuse my language, but they were he claimed they were called the shitheads. Now, I remember that when I was a kid. They were speaking of that in the children's homes. So, I mean, I've lodged the complaint. I'll just go back to my...
What can I do?
Well, I haven't heard anything. I've been given sent emails basically telling me that they've received my complaint. Let me see. I think it's Barbara was the first one, I think. Barbara Hostens.
Yes.
Now, let me have a look. I'll just do this again. Barbara Hostens. I've got an email here for the 14th of October. But the actual complaint, which I videoed whilst I was doing it, was actually posted long before that. I would say at least a month before that. So it would have been September and possibly before. But I've got a reply. It took me a very long time to get this reply. So I've got this reply came very well. In fact, here it is here. It was the 29th of August that I eventually got a reply. So you're probably talking about me posting that complaint around July, beginning of August. So, to date, I only have, let's see, one. Right, this I think is probably the most recent, from Barbara Hostens, Office of the President. And she says, I was in meetings part of the month. I have again asked the competent services to reply to you. You should hear from them soon. I have not heard a thing. 14th of October, that was the last time I was contacted via email. Now, obviously, I've got brain damage because of the aggressive treatments. They were illegal. They were implemented purely to damage my credibility and to basically make me forget things that I feel are of a serious nature. You know, you have the likes of Madeleine McCann going missing in Europe. Okay. So this is the same kind of thing that was happening in the 1970s in children's homes. And there's also, I was in France as well. I've been in France and I heard of paedophile gangs whilst I was there. And South America. When I served in the French army. So basically nothing changes. So like here I am trying to get justice that I'm sure if I was taken seriously, well, I'm sure I am being taken seriously.
Yes, of course.
Allow me to finish. I'm sure I am being taken seriously. So seriously that people are so afraid of people like me that they just ignore us and hope we'll go away. That's how seriously afraid they are of people like me. So I want my matter dealt with. And I wish you to contact Mr. Schultz.
Yes.
And have him reply to my complaint.
As all
after
right.
All, after all, it
I
was
it,
after
it.
All,
yeah.
After all, it was made to him, as indicated by the website.
All right. Okay.
So I want Mr. Schultz to reply. Okay.
Yes.
Ask him what and pass this information on to him, all that I have said. Pass
yes.
this information on to him and have him include it
right,
in his
I
reply.
Will do.
And I can tell you, I'm not going to be very happy about having him snub his nose up at me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I will do so.
There's one other thing.
One second, please.
I would like to show you that the police have actually admitted to committing, lying to me. They basically admit that an investigating officer admitted that the officers investigating these abuses did not deny saying what I said they had said, and I says, well, what they said was a lie, and they have, so therefore they've accepted that they have lied. So I have a video, I recorded the interview, as I said, I have over 1,000 recordings, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to email Marcus. Are you Mr. Marcus Winkler's secretary?
Yes, I am.
And you would handle his email?
Yes, I am.
Well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write whilst you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
I'm going to send you the link.
Yes.
Into Mr. Marcus Winkler's mailbox, and I will put video. It will be titled video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
Police and perjury. Okay, it's a video that was taken. I will just write it here. Is video of perjury. Right? It's not the police officer actually committing perjury. It's a senior officer admitting that basically they did. Although he later denied that he said that they did. If you follow the video carefully, you see, well, that's exactly what he's saying. So, you were okay with me sending it to this email, yeah?
Yes, I am okay.
Now, wait for a second.
Yes, please.
Wait for a second, please. I'm going to go to... are you allowed to use YouTube?
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, we have all our programs here.
Yes, thank you.
In the computer, we can use YouTube.
Okay, I'm going to go to the video, right, and I find the video.
Okay.
I also have a video of a person who was also a child abuser in one of the very homes I was in. I obviously lied to me when I met him, but he gave me enough truth for me to warrant posting the video I made of him. Although he's very nice and polite to the fella, I didn't want him having a heart attack.
Okay.
So, here is the... But he's a lot healthier than me, you'll be surprised. And older than me. And very good health because he was a child care worker who abused children. Okay, I feel I recognise him actually from when I was in this home, in this particular instance, Oak Bank. And he was reviewing videos because he had been downloading child pornography. And they asked him to look at bands, music bands, including Madonna, The Who, and I think you'll remember, might be aware of Operation Ore, where Pete Townsend was snared for downloading child pornography. Well, Mr. McCulloch, this is the other video, Mr. McCulloch was asked to, and among others, were given drugs in a hospital ward, drugs and alcohol, and allowed to watch these music videos to see who they could recognise from their pornography and others they had conversed with over the internet. Now,
okay,
I am just about to send this, okay?
Okay, thank
you. Now, just a second, please. Just a second. Just a second, please. Just a second, please.
Goodbye.
You have to.
I should stop because I could see that there are some calls waiting.
Right, I've sent it now.
Yes.
You should have it now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Please take me seriously.